Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Difficult Eyes Hadfield Esquire.
In the house.
And I am I'm the unprofessional one.
I know.
I'm the unprofessional
one. I'm going to put it on silent, but we have ordered pizza. And while we take this podcast extremely seriously, I really want that pizza. So I don't want to miss it. So it's on silent, but we have to notice if my screen suddenly starts flashing.
So it's professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, unprofessional podcaster.
Yeah.
And the unprofessional... beauty junkie, pizza addict, Lindsay Kelk. We are so excited to be back.
Giddy.
Dead giddy. And it's not just because we've got wines.
No, but I do keep squealing, being like, oh.
That's wine. Is it wines or pizza?
It's both. It's za and wine.
Oh, za and wine.
Best combo. I'm just going to have a sip, actually, while we...
It's, I mean, you've got to drink it while it's chilled, otherwise it's rude.
Exactly. It's just, you can't not have it cold.
No. We do want it cold.
Wait, no, you do want it cold because it's white wine. What did I say? You don't want it. Oh, you can tell. It's going to be interesting.
Let's bang on.
Let's do what we came here to do.
Because we've got loads to talk about. We're going to start with some new news. Woo!
Let's do it.
Dead exciting. I am going to start because I've got two bits that if you haven't heard already, I know some of you will have because this has already been about on the old blogs. Shout out to the Hirons for breaking this news. To the best of my knowledge, it's what she does.
It's what she does. It's her job.
Good news. Kind of ours, but not really. Good news, you guys, in England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales, also known as the UK, Drunk Elephant and Kate Somerville are both coming your way.
That is blooming good news.
That's blooming good news.
About time, I think.
Yeah, I love Kate Somerville. It's just such a does what it says it's going to do brand. And it's such a safe pair of hands.
I love it.
So excited that it's finally going to be back in the UK. Kate Somerville is going to be a Cult Beauty exclusive.
Ooh,
which
interesting.
Which is interesting, yeah. And Drunk Elephant's going to be in Space NK.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, how much Drunk Elephant have you used?
Do you know what? It's one of those ones every time I'm in Sephora. Because it is in Sephora, isn't it? I'm right in thinking that. I kind of go past it and I'm like, okay, I really need to try that. And if I'm honest, there's just been too many other things I've been trying at the minute.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of been like, it's on my radar and I will get to it, but I have yet to form an opinion.
Yeah, I was crazy obsessed when it came out. And then I just think, I don't know, I've tried a few things. I didn't like the Framboos glycolic serum, which is the big thing. I think it's someone saying it correctly. It should be framboise, but framboos. I didn't like that. It dried me out. And my skin usually loves glycolic, but that dried me out. I really like the B5 hydration gel. And I've tried the baby facial a couple of times and I've liked it.
Okay.
What I will say about that, I'm interested to see if that's going to be in the UK because I know they can't sell it in Canada. Our pod squad, pod fam at Breaking Beauty.
Hashtag pod squad, hashtag pod fam,
hashtag Breaking Beauty. Well, at Breaking Beauty. Yeah, go and check out Breaking Beauty. They're an awesome beauty podcast based out of Canada. And they were telling us that you can't buy it in Canada because of the concentration of glycolic in it.
Interesting.
It's too high. So I don't know if that's going to be in the UK because I don't know what the laws are on that.
God bless America.
I know. We don't care. 25%, whack it on your face. I will say I did whack it on my face and my face was fine, but I put it on my neck and I got a little bit, I guess I just hadn't washed it off properly because I'm a scrubber.
You were burning.
Just a scrubber. Yeah, well, no, I burned my neck. I had burns. It looked like sunburn. And it's entirely my fault and not the product because I hadn't washed it off properly.
Right.
I imagine I was waiting for a pizza or the like and just ran out without flanneling down properly. So I will say if you're going to use a baby facial, make sure you remove it thoroughly and carefully. Yeah, I use a damp flannel that was just, and I was quite gentle, but I think I needed to be a bit clearer around my neck because it did burn. I had red burn marks.
Okay, that's a
felt
good warning.
Looked like sunburn.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's really exciting that it's finally going to be available. It's one last thing to check off your US Sephora shopping list.
Nice.
Although we don't know the prices yet.
Good point. To be determined.
Yeah, but that's good. What you got? Difficult eyes.
So I have some very good news. I think it's safe to say many a folk love the NARS Radiant Creamy Concealer.
Oh, many a folk.
I definitely love them in my pro kit. And they are bringing 6 more shades. So there's going to be 22 shades in total now, which I think is great. I mean, they were great before, the shades. And I still remember when I very kindly got sent them with my pro kit. And I think it was 10 initially. And I hadn't even thought about how many they've added since then.
Yeah, they added 6 last year and 6 more this year, so that's 22.
Good work, NARS. Very excited about that.
Yeah, and it has actually broadened the shade range, not just added 6 more white ones.
Yes.
It is like actually some deeper shades, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in on that the NARS, the new foundation, the Nadient. That's not, I'm just adding words together. The Natural Radiant Longwear Foundation, which just launched as well. I am wearing it right now.
You do look radiant, my love.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like it, Harry. I know it's not cheap because it's NARS. I think it's really, really good. It's a contender. I think I get so many new foundations. You know I'm a foundation addict.
You are.
And then I just end up going back to Armani Luminous Silk It Cosmetics CC Cream.
Yeah.
But I've been using this pretty steady. Mm. I really, really, really like it. It reminds me a lot of Luminous Silk. I think it's got more pigment.
Wow, okay.
The Luminous Silk. I put it on and I only needed the tiniest dots of concealer and I have been breaking out. It was to cover breakouts. I didn't need concealer under my eyes or on any redness. It covered that a treat. And I have had it on all day and
looking good. Yeah, you've got the coverage.
Yeah, it's the evening now.
Are you applying it with beauty blender, brush, fingers?
So far, I've done it with fingers and I really liked the finish. And I'd been sticking with fingers because I was traveling. So I took it with me when I was traveling. So I was minimizing my bag. So I was using fingers and it was fine. What I really, really like about it actually is when you do the pump only dispenses a tiny amount.
Nice.
So you get to really manage it. Yeah. Because how often do you pump out a product for foundation especially and you've got way too much so I really like that this measures how much you use but I really like it with fingers. Today I did it actually with the brush that I can't remember the name of, the funny flat one with the long neck with the little round bit that everyone gets excited about, you know, the
the
ones that look like
Artis.
I used the Artis face brush that I bought in London.
Fancy, Kel.
Well, I bought it in London because I was trying to get the Space NK special offer when I was there and then haven't used it. I was like, oh, I'll give that a whiz. And I actually think it's done a beautiful job.
Brilliant.
So I haven't done Beauty Blender, but I can't imagine there'll be a problem.
Exciting.
Yeah, so good work, NARS.
Well, following on from bases, we have a new launch from Giorgio Armani and it's a cushion foundation, which I'm very excited about.
She loves a cushion foundation.
This one is the Armani To Go cushion. It's got lovely like, red and black packaging. You get SPF 23 and they're claiming it's buildable coverage. Only 6 shades and they're saying the finish is like a silk glow finish. That's how they describe it. From bloggers I've seen talking about it are saying it's like luminous yet matte. That's kind of the feel of the product.
So two completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
Let's go for satin. I feel like satin sits somewhere in the middle
there. Let's say satin and not two completely opposing concepts.
But haven't tried it, but this is £59, Lindsay. So
ouch.
I have found that it's funny how the cushions are coming in at quite a high price point amongst the foundations, considering technically you do get a bit less
product. I was
going to
say, I feel like you get so little product in a cushion. And I love the
Maybelline
Dream cushion. And like I've enjoyed most of the cushions that I've tried. My issue with a lot of cushions is there isn't a big shade range and I can very rarely find one pale enough for me.
Agreed.
So God only knows what women with darker skin tones are dealing with, because if I can't find one at my pale end of the spectrum, I know they are, you know, women of color are getting even fewer options. So that stings a little bit. It's like, come on, Armani.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that needs to be addressed, especially if cushion foundations aren't just kind of like a trend, you know, if they're actually going to stick around. And I think for me, I love the portability of it. I was very unsure when they first kind of really had a moment, and I actually am totally sold now. The L'Oreal one's amazing, the Maybelline, the Lancome one, I love that one. I love my Encre de Peau, which I know you can't get in the States, guys. I'm really sorry, I keep talking about it. You can get it in the UK, and it's a lovely one by YSL. So, you know, hopefully we will see more.
We'll
maybe the price will trickle down as it becomes
that's
a more popular
crazy
thing.
£59 for a cushion foundation.
Well, what's that in dollars, Lindsay? If that's gonna
it's gonna be like 70. Ouchies.
It better be good.
Yeah, that might be a pass.
So let us know. If anyone tries it, let us know.
Yeah. Like I said, there's so many new launches right now. It's a bit bonkers. I wanted to circle back onto a couple of things we talked about in the last few podcasts where we've said it's coming and we haven't been able to talk about it because we haven't had it yet. But I have been playing with the Marc Jacobs lip crayons, the liquid lip crayon.
Is that a Fenty product I spy Lindsay Kelk?
Fenty Mademoiselle, whatever. I don't know.
It's like a Frappe Chapa Latte.
Oh, I could go for one of those. So I don't know if you're in the States right now. I don't know if you've seen this, but Sephora right now, you know, they do those amazing collections of minis and samples. Mm. There's a lip one up right now, which is bananas good because it's got this mini Fenty lipstick in it, which is so dinky and adorable.
That is very cute for your wok.
Yep.
Get your wok out.
And the full-size Marc Jacobs lip crayon.
Oh, that is impressive.
And then there's also a Smashbox product in there and this lip rollerball thing that I can't remember what it's from. It's an indie brand, but it's gorgeous. So definitely check that out. We'll link to it below if it's still available because it's a total bargain. And it let me try out these two products. And I have to say, I liked the Fenty a lot more than I thought I would. It's matte and I'm not a matte lover.
Right.
But it goes on like a dream. It feels comfortable. The color I've got, it reminds me, it's cute. Candy something. Harry has it, so I don't know. But it's candy something.
Pink.
But it actually reminds me a lot of Candy Yum Yum by MAC.
So yeah, that's nice.
Helps.
I like it.
So that was really good. I have the same issues with them that I had with the Christmas collection. It's a tiny amount of product for what you're paying, and the packaging feels light as air.
Does it come that size then when you buy it?
No, this is a mini version. This is a half size. So it comes that size that we looked at before, for reference... similar size to like the Glossier Blotted Lips, and similar amount of product to like the Hourglass Confessional lipsticks. Yeah. But I don't know. I just think it's a lot to ask for that amount of product and for that sort of cheap-ish feeling packaging. But you know, if you like a matte and you like Fenty, the colors are there. The pigment is incredible. It lasts a long time. It wasn't drying. If you like a matte, check it out. On the other side of the fence is the Marc Jacobs Liquid Lip Crayons. True love at first swipe. I am obsessed with it.
Very creamy.
It's so creamy. It's long lasting.
And
it's
pigment.
Pigment's amazing. It's easy to get a perfect lip line because it's a crayon.
Does it roll up?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, which you don't have to sharpen it, which is
nice
fantastic.
And easy.
You're not losing product. It lasts like a mother. I
purposely
ate a dinner with it and it stayed on. It's gorgeous. The finish is gorgeous. I know it's Luxe. It's Marc Jacobs. But this is for sure one of those instances where Luxe is worth it. Mm. And I was just watching your video the other night of the Luxe products that were worth it. And I was like, oh, Harry. And then Jeff came home and was like, it's weird that you watch her videos when she's not here and you know her. I was like, but I'm genuinely curious as what she has to say. Jeffrey.
Jeff needs to back off.
I know. Do one, Jeff.
You're like my number one.
Get back to work.
I'd be nowhere without you. The only one watching me.
It's just me going like, oh, I think that is the value good. She's right on that one. But yeah, I think these are really good. It's like, I mean, I'm always excited to see Marc Jacobs launches, but this is something, because I know we talked about it, like, how do you have a liquid lip and a crayon? That's dumb. But it does give you the look and the feel of a liquid lip.
Well, and as it came out, it had that like emollient feel. It feels very, very
gorgeous.
Like it just glides.
And once that sort of glossy finish does move away with time, obviously, like as you eat and as you talk or whatever, but the stain and the pigment stays.
Yeah.
And I only did one coat. I didn't blot. And I love it. I've got the Night Mauves, I think. Night Mauves.
Nice.
And it's kind of a greigey mauve. Ooh. I would definitely look for more rosy tone colours for me personally.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. And I'm definitely going to look at some of the other shades in it. I think it's fantastic. And the other one that we talked about that I just wanted to touch base on, because I wasn't sure about when we talked about it, and I've come full circle. We have to fess up when we come
this
full
happens,
circle.
It happens.
Was the Urban Decay 24/7 concealer.
Yes.
And I know I mentioned this to you the other day, but I was traveling over Christmas and I got terrible, terrible breakouts, which I often do when I travel. So my skin's very sensitive to temperature and to product and water and everything. I got a lot of big cystic under the skin breakouts. And I had taken that with me. I think we packed in quite a rush. So I just threw it in the bag. And I was like, oh, well, you know, we'll trial by fire Urban Decay. It was amazing.
Yeah, you said.
It's so good on breakouts or scarring because the pigmentation and the lasting factor of it is insane. So you have to get a colour that matches your skin.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to blend in with your skin if it doesn't match it. But there's a lot of shades.
Yeah.
So you should be able to do that. And then I found the best way to do it was put it on, you know, moisturise your skin. Make sure you've got plenty of moisturiser in there because it is kind of drying. I wouldn't recommend it for under the eyes. But if you've got breakouts or pigmentation that you want to cover up, put it on, give it like a couple of seconds and then pat it around to move it and blend it and set it. And I love it. I am 100% turned around. Obviously, I've been such a big fan of their concealer pencils, the 24/7 pencils. And I was devastated when they took those out. But, well, bless you, Urban Decay. You gave me a replacement.
I will try it again. I feel like my mistake was I tried it more under the eye area. So I'm interested to try it more like around my nose more. And kind of like when I next have a breakout, I'm definitely going to give it a go.
I took my Maybelline for under the eye that I love, the Age Rewind. And it was fine. But yeah, for breakouts or for if you have any redness.
Yeah.
And you just make sure you're super moisturized. It sat, I took the NARS foundation and I took the La Mer foundation. And I took, I was like, oh, I was just traveling. And I rushed, but I took three foundations and the IT Cosmetics CC cream, and it sat really well on all of those.
Nice.
It worked with them. It didn't fight them. It didn't peel. It didn't like mash against it. So I was really happy. That's a win. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Big win.
Well, the last one, actually, I lie. I've got two more. We always do this, don't we? So a quick one, EX1 foundation, which is one that I've loved for a long time, actually, in my pro kit. It's a foundation that's formulated specifically for olive skin tones. So really true olive pigments in there. Really, really great. I think they do about 6 to 8 shades. I can't remember exactly, but they are launching in Boots, which is very exciting.
That's amazing.
And they are a great price point. From what I remember, they were about £12 when I used to buy them. So no SPF, so they are great for weddings, great for special occasion photography, that kind of thing. Really, really good one for evenings out. That is launching in Boots soon. And then the other one I quickly want to mention is La Roche-Posay have launched a new serum. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I've got written down Hylalu.
Hylalu.
Hylalu. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. B5 Hyaluronic Acid Serum. So this one is replumping, repairs, and it's aimed for dehydrated and maturing sensitive skin. And I always promote La Roche-Posay as a great brand if you have sensitive skin. I think they do sensitive skin so well at a really reasonable price point, easy to get hold of, and it's drugstore. So that will be £37 for 30ml, and that launches in February 2018.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I can't think of a La Roche-Posay product that I've tried that I haven't liked.
Me, yeah, same here.
I religiously use their Anthelios skin stuff. Yeah, I love their Efficlare.
Efficlare I recommend to so many people.
Yeah. I have a couple of things because new news will not end today, my friends. After telling you on the last episode we weren't excited about anything anymore and there's no new stuff that's
all
making me giddy. Everything I've had the last couple of weeks have made me so giddy. One new launch, well, there were two new launches from CoverFX, but I only have one of the products. CoverFX launched Glitter Drops and Shimmer Veil. As you can imagine, my little robot heart sang at the words of at the sound of both of those. Glitter Drops is it's very like the I'm forgetting the words even though I've just had it in my hand, but you know the, like, the highlighter, the fluid highlighter that you have, the custom color highlighter fluid, blah 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 blah. I'll shut my mouth. It's like, but it's got glitter in it. It's not messing about.
That's full on.
It is hardcore glitter, sparkle, shiny, awesome. I took it upon myself to take one step away.
Really?
Like, okay.
Are you sure?
I did. And instead bought the other one. So I bought a Shimmer Veil, which is the other product that they have launched. And it's best described, it kind of reminds me as the Urban Decay Moondust liquid paint.
Okay, got you.
But slightly more subtle, and you can use it around. I mean, the packaging is very similar to the Urban Decay Moondust, which I think is why.
Interesting.
But it's a beautiful, shimmery liquid product. You can use it eyes, lips, cheeks. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's exactly what you'd expect from CoverFX. Like, the pigment is there, the lasting finish is there, and the shades are just gorgeous. I've got Moonstone, which is kind of like a pinky taupe with a silver shimmer in it. And I've been wearing it on my eyes, just sort of dabbing a tiny bit in and blending it out as a very subtle, sheeny day look. But I'm kind of waiting for an opportunity to crank it up.
Nice.
Because it's just beautiful. But it was a happy maker. It was a total happy maker when it arrived. And I love it. And I said I had one more thing. I've got two more things. But I'll be really quick. One, super quick, because we don't have it, but they are sending it to us. So we will have it for the next episode, is, again, while we're on a highlighter tip, the Hourglass Vanish Flash highlighters.
I can't wait to get my hands on those.
Man, we were talking about these on our Facebook group. We'll give you more information about that at the end of the episode, but we have a Facebook group. You should come join us. It's the best. We were talking about these Hourglass highlighters. They are, I'm going to say, $42. Which is the top end of highlighter for sure.
I expect a lot.
I'm expecting so much. There's five shades. We will have them and we will test them out for you for the next episode. What I'm probably also going to do is maybe we'll do a live swatching or some little videos for the Facebook group.
Yes, that's a good idea.
So very come find us at Facebook, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast, and then click on the community link and you'll find out our
we could even group. Technically do a podcast live on Facebook at some point. That could be a thing.
Yeah, and you could live ask us offensive questions and like say horrible things to us, which is
no
what
trolls
do.
No trolls allowed.
Our Facebook group is the best.
Yeah, to be fair, that wouldn't happen in it's our Facebook like group unless hundreds, we accidentally let in a troll.
Exactly. Hundreds of the most amazing women I've ever heard from.
We could do that though. Maybe joy. If we like get a certain number, are we allowed to legally say that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, Lindsay's like, we'll yeah, we can.
That yeah. I'm just like, I've seen other people do that.
I'm like,
so we
invite
can do
your
that
friends,
too.
And if we get a certain number, maybe we'll do that. We'll do a Facebook Live. With wine. Woo!
Can you tell we've got some
now? And
you
can have wine too.
We can have a wine along.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, a beauty wine along.
It's going to be one not for the car. Not for driving.
For sure. My last new news that I have is a new product from Tarte. It's the Tarte Chrome Paint Shadow Pot. So I was wearing this on Instagram a couple of days ago, and I Instagram story that I was like, oh, it's home and it's raining in LA, God forbid. So I'm testing out new makeup. And so many people messaged me to ask what I had on my eyes. And it was this. It was the, I've just said it, but it's the Tarte Chrome Paint Shadow Pot in Park Avenue Princess. Oh. And it's the most beautiful bronzy. It's a two-hander.
I was going to say, I was going to help them, but I was like, she's gone in. Oh, it's a microphone in the crotch situation. She's
in case
back.
You heard anything, it was in my badge. Yeah, it's the most beautiful gold, bronzy, pigmented eyeshadow. I'm going to make you put your finger in it because you won't believe it otherwise.
Oh, I like that it's almost like a press.
It feels
oh
almost
wet. Oh
my
goodness,
wet.
That is...
So it really reminds me of the Armani Eyes to Kill shadows. Do you remember those? That were almost exactly the same.
Those. I use those quite a lot, actually.
In the glass pots, they were almost like a pressed loose pigment.
I might wear that when we go out in a minute.
Oh my God,
because we're going to have more
wine. Yeah, one wine was not enough wine. We're getting more pizza, then we're getting more wine.
Pizza, then wine.
But I think it's beautiful.
That actually feels creamy consistency in my finger, actually, as I kind of rub. Yeah, it really does.
I put it on my eyelids without any primer or anything.
No fall down.
And
love it.
Quite frankly, couldn't get it off. Like, I was trying to rub it off just with my finger because I'd got a contrasting lipstick that didn't match at all. And I was like, oh, I'll just wipe it away. It would not wipe away. I had to remove it with eye makeup remover. It's gorgeous.
Amazing.
They're $22 on Sephora and on Tarte.com, which I don't think is bad at all for the quality. The Armani ones were like double that.
Amazing.
So I'm all about these. I'm definitely, when I get out of my no-buy January, I'm going to buy some more shades on that because I think they are stunning. Tarte, knocking it out of the park.
They're bringing good things. They're bringing very good things.
After
very
the rancid
exciting.
Seashell palette of gorgeousness. And then this stunner, I'm all about it. And as spotted by someone on our Facebook group, again, giving you the love, new Tarte foundation coming soon.
Yes, everyone is talking about the Shape Tape foundation. So I'm sure we will get our hands on that for you as soon as it's ready. As soon as it's in the oven.
As soon as it's cooked.
As soon as it's cooked.
Yeah, as soon as it's done, we'll get you one of those. But yeah, pretty giddy. It's going to be a big year for Tarte, I think.
Yeah, let's see what happens. And we do have, Lindsay, I think we should mention now, that we're doing the makeup Oscars very soon. And we're going to wear frocks and glitter. And there'll be more. I'm making myself sound like such as an alky. I'm like, and there'll be more wine.
More wine, maybe a signature cocktail.
We might even go far as Prosecco for that.
I just steady your horses. Yeah, that's going to be very exciting. I think that will be our first episode in March. So put that in your diaries. I think maybe we should have a wine along for that as well. So
maybe that should be the one where everyone watches live. I don't know, because we could actually genuinely be in a frock.
Because we are going to frock up, and I am quite prepared to put the winners in envelopes.
Oh,
I will do
me
that.
Too. That's what I'm feeling like. If you guys can't see it, I don't think it'll have the same effect if you don't see us reading out the little like sparkly, glittery envelope being like, the nominations are...
So we will either record it and put it on YouTube and Facebook, or we'll do a Facebook Live. It might be safer to record it.
I feel like...
Because I know me.
The naughty child in me is like, no, do it live.
Because you're a badly behaved child. But yeah, that's going to be exciting. And we'll definitely think of a way to involve you guys with that too.
Yes. Maybe we'll give you notice. Vote,
on the winners. But yeah, Beauty Oscars coming first week of March for Full Coverage Podcast.
Yeah, hold out for that, guys. So for today's topic, me and Lindsay were chatting about what we thought we would share with you. And we were saying it's that time of year where you kind of declutter your makeup and kind of work out, you know, what's worked, what hasn't. And naturally, at the end of the year, you're probably left with a lot of empties. So me and Lindsay have gathered up the empty pots, the empty tubes, and we are going to go through our empties with you. And for anyone who doesn't know the concept of empties, you can explain what the product is and whether or not you would repurchase. So Kelk, what you got?
I've got loads.
Oh,
got loads. I've got loads in it. I have actually got loads, which is upsetting. I try not to save up my empties because I used to, and then I'd be upset.
Sometimes it's like, best
oh
not
God,
to know.
So many. Yeah, it was rough. So I have got a bunch. I'm starting with skincare. I've actually got the full spectrum of
my
everything.
Goodness, mine's mostly skincare. Oh,
mine was
say.
A bit of everything, but. My first one, this is actually really annoying because I was like, should I mention it? Because you can't actually buy it in a shop. But I'm like, you should mention it because it's really good. So I got a facial a couple of months ago at Ule Erickson in Los Angeles, California, which is where I live, where we are right now. Shock. And they do great facials. It's a lovely spa. I love Ule's products. I love the approach to skincare. It's very simple. It's very easy. It does what it says on the tin. They're gorgeous products. And when I was there, the facialist, who was excellent and stunningly beautiful, which always makes me slightly uncomfortable. Although I will say I got a massage there once and the dude that did the massage came in the room and I was like, I didn't know it would be a gentleman. And he was the most beautiful human I've Aww, ever seen. And while he was like getting ready, he was like, oh, so like, you know, you know, not from LA, obviously. I was like, oh no, I'm English. And he's like, what do you do? I was like, oh, I'm a writer, blah, blah. And he's like, oh yeah, I mean, like, this is like, I'm a masseuse. I love doing this, but like, you know, my passion's really my music. And I was like, okay. And he was like, am I acting? I was like, so I have an actor, musician, stud doing my full body massage. And I was like, I'm just probably going to need you to not do this because yeah. I might love you. It was the most awkward thing ever. I've never seen him there again. I feel like he wasn't very good at his job, but he was hot as.
And so, you remember that was the takeaway.
That's the takeaway. It's not even, it's totally irrelevant to this story, but I had to tell you. Anyway, when I was getting my facial at Ule Erickson, the lovely lady doing the facial recommended that I try one of their moisturizers. And I was like, oh, I've tried all your moisturizers. That's fine. Thank you. I have a bunch. And she's like, oh no, we actually have other products that we formulate in the spa.
Oh, interesting.
That's specifically for spa clients and we sell it on premises. So admittedly, you either have to be in LA or you have to have a phone spa and like call them and ask for it. So it was called the moisture cream and it was so delicious. Like every night that I used it made me so happy. Now, yeah. A lot of people I think wouldn't get on with it because it had a lot of essential oils in it. I know a lot of people are funny about essential oils in skincare.
Yeah.
Because there's the whole like cell death stuff, which I don't know. People have been using essential oils for a long time. Yeah. I haven't noticed any cells dying, but that's just me. But it had lavender in it and it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cream. And I could not get enough of it. My face drank it up and it was gorgeous. So I 100% will be going back to get another pot of that. It's super affordable. Like they feel, I always think they feel more high end than the pricing is.
Yeah.
For Ule Erickson, I love his stuff. So yeah, it was their moisturizer. And I would actually recommend any of his moisturizer. It wouldn't have to be the one from the spa that the lady upsold me during my facial.
She did her job well.
Yeah, she was a master. But yeah, I think they do really, really good work. And I love that brand.
Nice. I will check that out. So which one should I go with first? I feel like I'm looking at my nice little pile of skincare here. There's a couple of hair bits. I feel like skincare is the thing I probably try the most. And I like to think that my face skin is quite hardy in that it can...
Hi, my name is Harriet Hadfield and my face skin is quite hardy.
And I got Conboy Navister. We always slip into... My husband is from Devon, so I'm allowed to do this, guys.
He's like, here, before I feel someone... terrible.
But I feel like compared to my body, that's the point I was going to make, is that my body skin is like weirdly sensitive, but my face, dry to normal. So keep that in mind when I kind of share the products that I've used up. I mean, the first one is the Clarins Double Serum. Now, this one is in the old packaging. They've since reformulated it, and apparently it's even better. So I have yet to try the newest mm-hmm. version of this. But I have to say, this was my second one, Lindsay. So I think that's obviously I have brought it again. And it's bloody brilliant. I think it's one of those brands that again kind of does what it says on the tin. And I feel like Clarins sometimes can be quite overlooked. They have like those few hero products like Beauty Flash Balm. I think their serum is like really well known. It's a two-part serum, hydric and lipidic system. It is anti-aging. I just find it's a really nice hydrating serum.
Anything that's hydrating is going to be anti-aging.
And I just find it makes my skin look great. And that's all I want, really. Simple as.
That's fair enough. Yeah, I've used that, the double serum. I had one bottle. I didn't repurchase. Not because I didn't think it was good. I think I was sent it to test and I liked it. And then I moved on to something else. So, I mean, it's interesting to me because you're probably drier than I am.
Yeah,
I'm kind of combination and dehydrated. And to me, the closest thing I compared it to when I had it was like Advanced Night Repair.
Right.
I like that too. Similar in texture and
I prefer the scent of this. That's one thing I will say.
Yeah, I don't love the scent of Advanced Night Repair, but I do go through it like bilio, the clappers. but I did like that. It is a nice serum, but yeah, probably better for drier skins than combination dehydrated.
I think normal to dry, you're going to, again, it's kind of aimed at like hydration. It's the two-part system. And I just find very baby soft skin the next day. So yeah, that's
what it says
up.
On the tin. Actually, I've got a serum.
I've got a serum. I'll raise you.
I'm going to serum too. So we were lucky enough in the summer that we were invented serum. We invented serum. And you're also welcome. I'm a horrible person. We were invited to a Skin Ink event and I took away one of their wonder serums.
Yes. As did I.
Yes, as did you. And I had the daily dose of glow and the daily dose of, I think it's hydration, blue one. The daily dose of glow was fine. Like my skin was like, okay.
That was the yellow one, right?
Yeah, it was the yellow one. The daily dose of hydration was the blue one. My skin yummed it up. I burned through that bottle so quickly, I can't even start to tell you. It's done. That's why it's here. It's empty.
Controversial. I tried the same ones and I definitely gotten better with the yellow one. Yeah. The glow one. But I found it just, I mean, I think the hardest thing with skincare is you really have to like test it and almost not be tested. It's so hard to know what other things you're using at the same time affecting it. But I just found it a bit meh.
It wasn't bad,
but it just didn't. And the bottle was so pretty, I've got to be honest. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so pretty. Instagram worthy. But yeah, for me personally, I was like, yeah, it's good.
And I think that's what's just so interesting is like the double serum was better for you with your dry skin.
Yeah.
And the Skin Ink was better for me with my combination skin.
Yeah.
But yeah, my skin went crazy for that. And then so I actually had a bottle of the Mix Your Own Hydrating Serum.
You
know they do those Mix Your Own sets. I had one of those. I didn't realize. I'm a terrible person. I am a monster. I get sent stuff. It goes in a box. And I was like, oh, amazing. This is probably exactly the same. And I mixed it and used that and it was not the same.
Really?
And my skin did not respond in the same way. My skin really loved that pre-made blue Wonder Serum, my daily dose of. And I might actually end up repurchasing that. I've got a lot of serums on the go and it is basically a hyaluronic acid serum and there's so many of those.
I feel like hyaluronic acid is having a moment
World. It's just the Angelina Jolie of moments. It's like it's always its moment. As soon as it stops having a moment, it demands its moment back again. It's like it's all about me. Probably because it's really good. Probably it's better than Angelina Jolie. I don't know. Who am I to say? I've had wine. I my skin loved it. I'm currently back on the ordinary version hyaluronic serum while I work out what I'm doing. But my skin liked that a lot.
Cool.
There you go.
So next one I have is a Sunday Riley product. This is Blue Moon Tranquility Cleansing Balm. Now, I love Sunday Riley products. For me, Luna face oil and Good Genes are like hands down some of the best luxury skincare you can buy. I love both of those to the ends of the earth and have repurchased them many a time. So this was actually sent to me. And this is a cleansing balm. It smells beautiful. It feels lovely. I wouldn't say you can take off waterproof makeup remover with it, but it does just say actually remove impurities and makeup, so it doesn't claim to remove waterproof makeup, to be fair. Very, very nice. I can't remember the price of this, but
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I remember looking and being
it's
like,
higher.
Whoa, I was like, this is good.
I want to say it's about $40.
I think it was more. I feel like
I bought it. With my own money, because people don't send me things like they do, Harry. I actually remember buying it. I bought it. It was $50. It's $50.
$50. So
I bought it in Sephora in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I feel like it was good, but I won't be repurchasing.
No.
So
That's an interesting one for me too. I bought that one.
Yeah.
And if you do want one, I've got one going, because it actually made me break out.
Did it?
Yeah. Which I was devoured, because it smells gorgeous.
Well, and I think it just proves that you can't kind of assume that because one thing is amazing in one skincare line that everything will be amazing on you.
And like, I know
you
some
really
people
have to try
do love
things.
It. I know some people got along with it really well. What I will say, actually, I don't have an empty because I haven't repurchased it yet, but I'm going to, is the Sunday Riley Ceramic Slip Cleanser for me.
Ooh.
Is one of my top cleansers of all time. I must have bought that 3 or 4 times, and it lasts. So I've been using that since I think the first time. And they did send it. I'm an arsehole. they sent it to me. They sent me the ceramic slip a while back, like a couple of years ago when they first came out with it. And I love that. My skin loves it. And one of my favorite things to do with ceramic slip is you can combine it with good jeans to make a mask.
Ooh,
and it's gorgeous, like a brightening, freshening, cleansing mask. It's absolutely beautiful. But yeah, I didn't get one with Blue Moon either.
Interesting.
Interesting.
What have you got next, Kel?
Next up, I've got a hair product.
Oh, controversial.
So,
I'm interested to see what you say.
Yeah. So as some of you may know, I bleached the holy hell out of my hair. I am naturally
beautiful.
Blonde. Thanks. I am naturally blonde, but it's dark blonde.
And pink.
And now it's pink. It's not naturally pink, unfortunately. It's why it costs so much money. But I bleach and tone it pink. So you have to basically, to get the pastel pink, as I'm sure some of our listeners will know, you have to bleach it to basically platinum, then tone it to the pink.
Pink, yeah.
Which means my hair goes through a lot. I've recently cut about 4 inches off it because
it's looking awesome. I love it.
I love it.
The
my
bob
hairdresser,
on you.
Kate at Lost Hills in LA, I'm going to give her a shout out because she's the best. And my colorist, Naomi and Trey at Nama Color in LA, are both incredible. They do such good work. But my hair does need a lot of TLC in between color treatments because it's dry as a bone because I bleached it to death. So this was a rediscovery. I'd forgotten that I had it. It's the Bumble and Bumble, she says, hairdresser's invisible oil primer. And I've just been giving it a good old spritz of that when it's damp before I blow dry. And it's all bouncy and shiny.
Oh, I'm glad
lovely.
You like it because I bloody love that stuff. I was going to say, I love that one.
Well,
that's
I
so
just
nice.
Didn't think I would like it at first because I see the word oil and my hair, even though it's dry, it's very, very fine.
Yeah.
So anything oil, like I love Moroccan oil, but it weighs it down. I can use it once in a blue moon as like an overnight treatment when it's super dry to hydrate it. But so few oils actually play well with fine hair. But I love that primer.
Me
and
too.
I burned through that bottle. And I still think it did last. I'm saying I burned through it, but basically because I was like, spritz, 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 spritz. I loved it. And I use it up and I have it on order already. It's on its way to me because I cannot go another day without it.
Well, I'm glad you like
life.
That one because I like that one too. That is a very good favorite of mine. So what shall I go with next? Well, because we did a hair, let's do... I'm going to put these two together because I use them in conjunction and I definitely will be repurchasing both. To be fair, one of them I've already purchased four times. So I'm like,
this is legit.
The Whey Wave Spray and the Whey Finishing Cream. I'm not going to lie, when I first saw this, I was like, that packaging is gorgeous. That'll look lovely on my mantle. and I brought it and the Wave Spray has been... This is very dramatic, but that's what we're here for.
It is.
Life-changing. It's been good hair day in a bottle. Now, I have very thick, I wouldn't go as far as frizzy, but it does have like a lot of flyaways in my hair because I leave it to dry naturally. So I have done a blog post on this on my post cheeky plug.
she's a monster.
Can't help myself, guys.
With a cheeky plug.
Cheeky plug.
Buy my books.
Yeah.
While we're at it,
we could just keep going. But yeah, the Whey Wave Spray, this is so good that I feel like it smells amazing. I feel like it's almost like a hair perfume in itself. I've tried a lot of hairsprays over the years. Some do nothing, like you say, but just like weigh your hair down, yeah. Make it go really crunchy. And whilst I wouldn't say this is crunchy, what it does, it really gives hold. So I use it wet. I kind of like spin the hair around my finger in sections and just spray it through. And I just find whether it's that day or if I'm going to sleep that night and then I wake up, it gives me the most amazing, like beachy, I want to say French girl hair, but that's like in my dreams. And
you've
then
got beautiful hair.
Well, that's very kind of you, Miss
Cal. Beachy
Cal,
waves in California, Malibu Barbie. It's
well, I hashtag goals.
Yeah, hashtag goals, Malibu Barbie.
And then the finishing cream is equally as lovely. And because I recently was on a shoot actually with a hairstylist who very kindly pointed out, would I like some styling cream? And I was like, what are you trying to say? And she pointed out that I do have a lot of flyaways. And I was like, oh, I like my flyaways. Until, I think we've already said this story from where this was a highlight. She put some styling cream on me and I was like, wow, I can have beachy hair and no flyaways. Win-win. So both of those, the Wave Spray, I'm on my third big bottle and my third small bottle because I travel with it, because I do use this every time I wash my hair. The finishing cream lasts me a lot longer, so I will be repurchasing continually of those.
Be impressive.
Yeah.
While we're doing hair, we're going to stick with it. As I just mentioned, my hair is pink. My name is Lindsay and my hair is pink. And the way I make my hair pink after my lovely stylist has used her incredible Davinez pigments, which is how she gets it in the first place, unfortunately, pink washes out very quickly. So you can only maintain it for like one or two washes. And if I don't then put it back in myself, it just goes back to blonde and like... boring. And I'm like, you know, writing a book on my own in the house. So who wants blonde hair? You may as well have pink hair if you're in the house on your own. So what I use in between salon visits to keep it pink is, I talked about it before, but I did just empty the daily conditioner and the weekly deep treatment, is the Overtone pastel, depending on which continent you're on, pink conditioners. And I love them. I think they're so good. They're super affordable. They're an online brand. We've been talking to them actually about getting the founders on to chat to us about how they came up with it, because I just think it's so hard. And even L'Oreal, I think they've recently done these, you know, non-conventional hair colors. And it's been really hard to get it right. I think people have been struggling with it, and they do such a good job that you literally just put it on as a conditioner and wash it out. And I mean, mine's pretty pink today.
Yeah.
Because I used up my weekly treatment deep conditioner today. And all I do is just literally dollop it on like a deep conditioner all over my head, make sure everything is covered, leave it for 2 minutes, and you wash it out and you get this beautiful, beautiful, cool toned, even pastel pink. And I really love it. But definitely check them out. They're online only. I think actually, no, that I'm lying. I'm lying to you. I think they might be in a few salons now. But easiest to get it online.
Yeah, always easier.
They ship really quickly. They're really great. And then I also use, to keep the brassiness out of the blonde so that the pink can come true, I use Shimmer Lights, which is cheap as chips.
Winning.
Yes, so cheap. And I burned through that too. So I've emptied a couple of those recently.
Nice.
Shimmer Lights shampoos. Can't go wrong, really.
Can't go wrong. So I feel like all my last remaining ones, bar one, are moisturizers. That shows you how much I slather on my dry skin. Let's start with I believe this one's the cheapest. It's Glossier and it is the Priming Moisturizer Rich. Priming moisturizer I like. I use that in my kit sometimes, but this for me was exactly what I look for in a moisturizer. It's thick, it's creamy, dare I say it, when I hit the pillow, I like my skin to feel like the pillow is going. That's how thick I like my moisturizer.
I know, I agree.
And I just think, again, it's a very subtle lavender scent. And I feel like we've discussed before, you know, you want your actives really in your serums. This just gives a lovely coat of moisturizer, moisture even. I love it under makeup. I like it for night and morning. And definitely, I think for the price point, it's a win. I'm going to be repurchasing.
Yeah, I've got the non-rich. Normal.
The normal.
The non-rich version. And I enjoy that also.
Mm.
Oh, they're so good.
Nice.
Damn
yeah.
you, Glossier, for being so good.
So
damn
good.
You.
Yeah.
Skincare wise, I've got another serum actually. And this is another vitamin C, but this was my preferred vitamin C serum. And actually, this might just be my preferred serum, full stop, at the moment. I love it. It's already been a highlight of the week. We've already talked about it like twice, I think.
Is it Dennis Grossman?
It's the Dennis Gross. Yep. The Brighten and Firm Dennis Gross.
Oh, Dennis Gross. I'm adding on a man.
I think it is Gross. It's Dr. Dennis Gross. C plus collagen, Brighten and Firm. Vitamin C serum. There's a lot of words in there. It's a brown bottle. There's orange stuff in it. It's gorgeous. It's so good. My skin loves vitamin C. It brightens. It just makes me happy. It makes my skin look smoother and more radiant. I mean, we do get scent stuff, and I am also a product whore, so I will buy stuff. I get so much of it. It's so rare that I actually get through a full bottle of serum.
Yeah.
And I was so loyal to this one, and it's not cheap. It's $78
yeah.
in the US, but I'm gonna definitely rebuy it because the results I had from this, it was literally results. It wasn't just like, oh, it feels nice and my skin looks okay the next day. I saw results.
Yeah.
I saw a more even skin tone. I saw a better looking complexion to my eye. It felt nice. It just, I think it's fantastic, and it's got to be for that price.
Yeah.
But also, if you're going to use something and you're going to spend your money, make it on your actives, put yes. it in your serums, put it on your face. put it on your face.
Agreed.
So yeah, that 100% will be a rebuy, and I loved it.
From one end of the price spectrum to the other, I have a Kate Somerville product. Now, this is the Goat Milk Moisturizing Cream. First off, I love the pumps in these. I think they are such a good
idea. Kate Somerville packaging.
I know you can't see what's left in it, and that frustrates some people, but for me, this is amazingly hygienic. And this, so basically I would sum this up as, I wouldn't buy this one again. In fact, I would buy it if they stopped making the K8 peptide one. So okay. in terms of this empties portion, this is my current Kate Somerville yes. empty, and I love this one. There was nothing wrong with it at all. It's absolutely beautiful. However, for even more money, you can buy the K8 peptide, I believe it's called, the one in the silver little tub. That one, oh my goodness, my skin, it's like it just knows how expensive
yeah,
it is.
Too.
It's like, I want it and I want it all. So this was definitely amazing. I would have no problem repurchasing this if they ever stopped making the K8 peptide one. But for me, I would spend a little bit more money and go for the K8 peptide over this. But still a beautiful moisturizing cream, very gentle, just a nice, you know, I would say it's a little bit emollient. It's not too greasy though. It works great under makeup. I was using that day and night and my skin definitely loved it.
I'm really glad to hear you got on with it, because I know when they repackaged the goat milk and they put it in the new packaging, they reformulated it.
Oh,
and
really?
There was outcry in the beauty world because it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And people love that goat milk line. It was like a lot of people's holy grail yeah. products.
Do you know what though? I haven't tried the cleanser. Isn't that funny?
Because oh,
really? That's like the hero product. Yeah. But for me, I was all about the moisturizer.
I do like the goat milk stuff. If my skin is acting up at all, that's when I tend to go for it. Guys, we had to take a pizza break. I don't want to lie to you. We're not going to tell you lies. This podcast is all about hashtag honesty, hashtag our truth. And that truth is that we ate pizza.
Cause I love the food.
Because we love the food. And it's not always easy. I've got braces. So that was a
I
challenge.
I felt really bad because Dave kept asking you a ton of questions as well. Why are you trying to eat? I kept thinking, shut up, Dave. Let her
but
eat the pizza.
Nana loves a chat. So and I got to do my southern accent and I got to eat pizza. Oh. And that was a pretty happy 15-minute break. But we're back.
We're back.
We're back. You don't know we were away, but we're back. We've had wine. We've had pizza. We've got more empties.
Coming
what you got?
Okay, I'm going to hit you with...
don't hit me with it.
It Cosmetics Confidence in a Cream. Ooh. Now, this was something I got gifted at an event for It Cosmetics. Obviously, they are well known for their Your Skin But Better CC cream, which I have a lot of love for. kind of didn't realize they kind of, I feel like they are quite known for their skincare in generally, but I wasn't as aware of it.
Well, I mean, they're known for CC cream 110 million percent. But yeah, people always say to me, oh, because, you know, they're a skincare brand that has colour. And I was like, no, I just think of their CC cream.
And they really focused on that at the event. So I was really intrigued. And I like the eye cream I'm still using. And it's nice. But again, I feel like there's things I like better. This, however, was really, really good, Lindsay. I feel like it lasted me a long time. Very similar to the Priming Moisturiser Rich by Glossier. Not quite as a kind of thick whipped formula. So it was definitely emollient still, very, very rich and moisturising, which I liked. And this just calls itself an anti-aging armour, transforming moisture super cream for all skin types. Again, I use this on me, not really in my kit, but I happily would use it in my kit. I think it's one of those things I would probably still choose other moisturisers over it if I could only have one. But yep. I definitely really like that. I feel like that definitely deserves a good shout out. And if you're looking for a new moisturiser, I'd happily recommend it.
Yeah, I've looked at it and picked it up and put it down, So that's good
really
to get.
Really nice, yeah.
Feedback. Thanks. Yeah. I've got a couple of beauty bits that I've emptied out to their saddest, littlest leftovers. One, I mean, you're not going to be surprised at either of them, but the first one was the Dior Lip Glow. My In Pink. It is another one bites the dust. It's quite bad. There's like five of them lined up on the counter at home at the minute because I've got two dead pink ones because I will literally scoop out the bits that you can't rub on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I leave them on the side to use them at home so I don't take them out with me. And then I've got a couple of the new ones. So I did just want to give a shout out to the fact that I've used up another pink one, but also we mentioned the new finishes on the last episode.
We did.
The hollow finishes, allegedly, and the matte. And I have got them with us just to remind me to tell you about them. So I've got the matte raspberry. And it is matte. It is a matte balm, which I always think is dead weird and possibly witchcraft.
But do you like them?
I like the matte finish of it, actually. I'm not a massive fan of the raspberry colour. It's a very sort of fuchsia pink, which is not my jam. But if you're looking for a matte balm, it's cool. I might try it in a different shade. I'm not sure. I love the glossy finish of the lip glow.
Yeah.
So that's not for me.
They smell minty.
Yeah, they smell good.
I like it. It's caramel and mint.
Less pleased with the hollows. And I have the hollow pink because I was like, I love me the pink and I love me some hollow.
Yeah.
It's not hollow. They've just whacked a load of glitter in it.
Right.
So it's a balm with a ton of glitter. Sorry.
beep
I'll beep that. But it is, and I'm really disappointed. Do you see, it's just like it's just the same balm with loads of glitter packed in it. And
yeah, that's not my cup of tea.
It's almost uncomfortable to wear.
And it's gritty.
It just looks weird. You can see the glitter. You can see the bits of
that
glitter.
That is very glittery, like Polly Pocket glitter.
It's very glittery, and it's very like candy pink, which I feel like the original doesn't go that same candy yeah. pink. It's almost like a metallic pink with a load of glitter.
It's and it's super very like individual bits of glitter, yeah. like quite chunky.
It's not hollow. Can we stop calling things hollow if they're not hollow? If you're vaguely sparkly or you're duochrome, stop pretending to be hollow because it's not the same thing. I was disappointed with those and will not repurchase those if they ever get emptied, which it's unlikely they will. But I doubtlessly will. I'm actually about to finish one of the berry shades that's in my bag, the lip glow in berry, which I do love. But yeah, lip glow in pink, donezo.
Yeah, till the end of time. So my last one has to be my Chanel Volume de Chanel waterproof mascara. I feel like for me, this was the first really high-end mascara that I felt was worth the price tag. We know my relationship with mascara has been turbulent.
Difficult time.
It's fair to say. And I feel like, do you know what though? This was the year that I got on with mascaras. Like, I feel like, thanks to yourself, I found Bourjois Reveal, which I brought two more of actually when I was back in the UK. Really loving that. But I feel like the Chanel one was special. Like, it did give me beautiful lashes. And as it dried out, it got even better. Like, it just, and I feel like it lasted the most a mascara should last, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, it didn't kind of like after 2 months go like clumpy and weird. Even though it was waterproof, it was still just as good as the normal ones. Like, I find sometimes as well when you have a normal mascara and then a waterproof version, the waterproof one is like more watery
yes.
or not quite as much impact. this was brilliant, and I definitely think I'm gonna have to treat myself.
Oh, I do like it.
So lovely.
I even use the original and I love it because there is just something so special about Chanel packaging.
It's the experience.
It's just beautiful.
It ticks all the boxes.
Classy, glossy black tube with the white C on top. But yeah, on the other end of the mascara spectrum, again, we talked about it a million times, but I just threw away my first L'Oreal Lash Paradise.
I still love it.
I love it so much. I know it dries out quickly, and I know that it does, but I think that's because it starts at peak performance.
Yeah, it does.
And so few mascaras start at peak performance, and that's I have replaced it, and I bought a couple more, so I went straight into a new one. I just haven't found anything recently that gives me that massive, massive false lash look that lasts, that doesn't crumble, that doesn't... I can't think of any words. It doesn't smudge, it doesn't go under my eyes, doesn't give me panda eyes. I love it deeply and passionately. I will say, because I maybe spoke badly of the waterproof version to our Facebook group.
And I was like, I didn't know there was a waterproof version.
There's a waterproof version. And I bought that thinking, I could use that for the gym. Yeah. That's awesome, because if you've just got lashes at the gym, you don't need anything else. And I used it and I hated it. I was like, oh, it doesn't give the same look. It doesn't, it just felt claggy and unpleasant. It was not peak performance. And then I randomly the other day couldn't find my Bourjois Volume Reveal waterproof. And I was like, oh, I'll just pick that up and give it a try. 2 weeks later, right on the money.
Oh, that's so weird, isn't it?
That's what I've actually got on today. Oh, and this is from the gym at 8 o'clock this morning.
Kudos to you.
It's so good.
That is good.
And it does give you the big false lashes and it doesn't smudge. And I did tell my friend at the gym, please tell me if I've got mascara all over my face. And at no point did he tell that because it wasn't there.
Well, I have a very important question, which I think someone did raise on our Facebook group. I am a bit confused. Is L'Oreal Lash Paradise the same as L'Oreal Lash Paradise Ecstatic?
Yes. They are the same.
They are the same.
Well, they're the same launch. The UK and the Australian packaging is slightly different to the US. It's Exact or Extact. I can't remember what it says exactly.
Yeah, something like...
But the UK has got that sort of orangey pink tube, and the US is more of a straight pink. My takeaway on that is the US looks much more like the Too Faced Better Than Sex.
Yeah.
Which is what it's inspired by, in inverted commas. the UK, Australian, European version has gone slightly more rose gold for their market because Too Faced isn't as big in the UK, Australian market.
Interesting. Thanks for
clearing
that up.
Yeah, it's really interesting. As far as I know, it's the same product. I would say the US Ordinary mascara. I've got the US waterproof and love it.
Yeah.
The US regular formula was not the same as the UK.
Interesting.
It's not as good.
Okay.
It's not as good as far as I'm concerned. But I also don't like the Better Than Sex mascara.
I didn't get on with that. It's funny, actually. I did that, went all over under the panda eyes.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It is the same launch, but it's a slightly different product and slightly different packaging. The font on the US looks more like the Too Faced Better Than Sex.
Yes. I thought it was good to clear that up because I know a lot of people had asked me about that.
Yeah,
I wasn't
it's
sure because I only have the English version.
I would say if you're in the US, get the waterproof and give it a couple, open it, give it a couple of weeks and try that. And maybe the US regular is actually okay after a couple of weeks.
Maybe, yeah.
And maybe that won't dry out as fast. It's hard to say. But yeah, I just, the UK version, I love it. It might be my best mascara ever.
Wow, that's real commitment.
Crazy bananas.
Wow. Hit it.
Highlight of the week.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah,
we're back.
Smashed it.
Boom. You've got a very pretty box, which I would like you to get down on one knee.
And do the whole spiel.
The first time Lindsay showed me this, I was like, what?
Yeah, and then I did get down and propose with it. I have got something. Having just talked shit about Too Faced Better Than Sex mascara, I'm here to make it up to you, Too Faced, because you are, for the first time, I think, a highlight of the week. And you are our highlight of the week, or my highlight of the week, a Too Faced Diamond Light Multi-Use Diamond Fire Highlighter.
Wow, jazz hands.
Full jazz hands. Full sexy robot. I don't think there's enough words in that. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I love a bit
seven,
of wording,
eight,
don't they?
It's nine Ooh. Words in. It's a highlighter.
And it's a box in a box.
It's a box in a box.
Very exciting.
So I also wanted to drop in while we were talking about this, something that came up on our Facebook group today.
Yes.
Someone raised a very good question as to how much packaging influences your beauty buying decisions and how much you care about packaging.
That's almost like another podcast, isn't
it? It is. And I think we will have this be a bigger debate on another time, but it made me think of this product straight away.
Yeah.
Because I like this product, but I love the packaging.
Yeah.
And I've spoken out against cutesy, silly baby Barbie girl Polly Pocket packaging in the past, but when Kitsch is done well, I'm all in. So this highlighter comes presented in like a pale pink and gold jewelry box. It opens with a little hinge. It's cardboard, but it's gorgeous. And then inside that box is another box that does look like an old school ring box.
Engagement ring box, to be
fair. It's absolutely stunning. It's pale pink. It's gold. It says Too Faced. It's got the little gold button on the front.
Like you could actually like propose to someone with that box.
If Jeff proposed to me with this highlighter.
You'd be living your best life.
That's like, I was like, ring schming, highlighter, schmilighter.
I might actually tell Jeff this, just so that he knows.
Because I already own it. But anyway, it's absolutely gorgeous. It looks like a ring box. It's padded. Inside is black satin, the Too Faced logo in gold. And then the highlighter itself is set like a faceted gem. And it is absolutely stunning.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but it's stunning. Like, it's so crazy. Like, like you said, this is just like Kitsch done well.
Yeah, like, it looks like genius. A giant opal. It's like white and pink and blue, and
that's a lot of product.
It's absolutely stunning. Yeah, it's pretty big. It's 12 grams. It's like half an ounce. That's like quite a lot of product for highlighters these days.
she would know.
Yeah, she says because she's got all of them. And it is really pretty. I mean, it is a serious highlighter. It's not subtle. It's not for the faint-hearted. It is kind of sexy robot.
It's very sexy robot.
You can go pretty subtle with it in your first swipe, but because of it being like the duochrome multi-color, like it's not subtle once it's on. So I just say, go for it. I've also been using it on my eyelids and love it.
Ooh, nice.
Really
pretty on the
eyelids. It's just gorgeous. It feels like a baked finish.
Yeah, I was going to say, I almost feel like it's like, gorgeous. This is like totally collection worthy. Like if you are like a makeup collector and you want something in 50 years, you'll look back at and go, oh my goodness, that's just too pretty to ever use. This is one of those items.
So look at it. I've just swatched it on my hand.
Wait, turn your hand flat. Oh yeah.
It's like a white, pink, violet,
it's like
everything.
If unicorns...
That's hollow.
More diamond. That's hollow. I was just going to say, that's
Dior.
Hollow.
That's bloody hollow. There's depth to it. There's shimmer to it. There's shade. No shimmer, actually. It's not shimmer. It's not glittery. It's just...
it's like oil on water, but with like a highlight.
Gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
I love that it hasn't got glitter. I love that it's just a stunning, stunning highlighter.
Very well
done. And also,
done.
It does this.
Oh, satisfying and click. If cardboard can do that, the world, there's hope.
There's hope for 2018. That's all I'm saying. I love it and it made me so happy. And I love getting out to show people. It basically is my engagement ring to myself.
Yeah.
I am marrying this sexy robot highlighter from Too Faced Diamond Light.
It's going to be a
win. Also, it makes me think of Diamond White Cider and that makes me chuckle.
Oh, I can't really follow that. I've got to be honest. I feel like... I don't want to say mine's boring, but it's not a ring in a box.
But, you know.
Okay, so over the Christmas period, I did enter back into English waters. Oh, there's something in me when I do podcasts that I just,
I don't
know. She went
to England, people. She went home.
I don't know. It's quite late at night now. We've still not got any more wine, so it's fine. You showed me something you bought from And Other Stories recently, and I thought I would go in there because I do believe we have it in LA, but I think it's quite small. Am I right?
There's only like two or three. There's one near me, which is far from you, and I think there's one in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. So when I was in England, I was in Oxford Circus, and I was like, I'm going to go and check what they've got out. I've always loved their packaging and stuff I've tried from them before, I've always really liked. And I picked up, this is one of the cheek and lip tint in Kick Pleat Red. And this color is just stunning. And it's a texture I've never really experienced before. I want you to put your finger.
I put my finger in it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I won't put my finger in it again because I just ate pizza.
Yeah, well, it almost feels like, I don't know how to describe it because it's not wet. It's not like a cream.
No, it almost
sticky.
Feels plasticky when you first swipe your hand across it.
You know when you're at the counter, like the beauty counters, and they have the plastic makeup to make it look like that's the color, and you go to touch it and you're like, oh, that's not the real makeup. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's just the most satiny, like you can use this over the top of powder. Like I use this as, you know when you just need like colour in your skin. You literally feel drained and you're knackered.
Yeah.
This is, it probably looks quite intimidating to most people at first glance.
Well, it's very, very bright red.
It's very, very vivid, but it is one of those colours that I think you can sheer down so beautifully. And I almost feel like every skin tone should have this colour because it, I just feel like, you know, when it wears down, it's like a pink.
Yeah.
It just gives health and vitality back to the skin. And the texture, like I said, it's like a formula I've never experienced. Very velvety, but there's no, it almost feels like when you swipe your finger, you can't see any 3D-ness to the texture. Like it just, yeah, just the pigment like comes on. Skin. It's so weird. It really is like the thinnest texture I've ever experienced. So for people who love their kind of like natural skin looking finishes, I think you'll really enjoy this. This would look incredible on darker skin tones, as much as it would on lighter skin tones. You just play with the buildability, so it's going to be a case of shearing it down or building it up. Really, it just excited me, you know, when, like we were saying, like sometimes it can be the simple things that you just kind of go, I've not felt anything like that. It feels a really interesting texture.
And one assumes it was a bargain.
I'd say it was a bargain. I think this was about, oh, prices on here. This was 12 English pounds.
I would call that a bargain.
I'd call that a bargain for what it does. And I always think you get a lot of product when you buy another story. It's like, this is a nice, good, solid square.
Good work, lads.
Good work.
Good work. Joint highlight.
Joint highlight.
Inspired by our empties.
Inspired by our empties, because it was in both our empties. So we were like, this works.
That had to be a highlight.
Yeah.
And it is the just my holy grail moisturizer. It is my must buy, always have been using it for 10 years. The Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream,
beautiful stuff.
You just can't go wrong.
It's just like we said, it's everything you want from moisturizer, like a nice blanket of rich creamy moisture. Just so lovely, a very luxurious experience. It feels like a treat every time you use it.
Yep.
And dare I say it, Dave kept trying to steal it from me.
I know.
Yeah.
Just for shame.
Yeah. And
for
I was shame, like, do you know Dave. How much that costs? Get your mitts out.
Get your filthy paws out.
Like, get your mitts
get
out.
Get your paws out. I know. I can't go wrong. Whenever I've got bad skin, it's what I immediately go back to. It doesn't upset my acne. It actually helps heal my skin a lot faster. It moisturizes and hydrates without being heavy.
Yeah, that's it.
I just think it's fantastic. And God forbid they ever take it away from me, because I will kill a man.
And most of the things in this range I like. I absolutely love the under eye gel mask.
The cleansing balm too. That cleansing balm, I'm almost out, almost made it in.
Yeah.
Because I live and die by that cleansing balm, the Pro Collagen. I just don't think they do anything badly in that range.
No, and that for me is like a standout product. If you're going to get something from Elemis, I would happily say I'd be very surprised if you were disappointed. It's very such crazy. A good, lovely... And it's the kind of product you are going to use every day. You know, you really get, you'll see the difference in your skin.
And if you are going to get some Pro Collagen Marine Cream, if you're interested, Elemis's website always has good deals for good samples. Mm. You get decent sized samples with all your orders. And also QVC, an unsung hero of beauty, definitely in the UK.
Interesting.
I'm probably sure they're pretty good in the US too. But for sure in the UK, QVC Beauty has amazing offers and really great brands. And they always have great offers on Elemis. I think it was their Today's Special Value actually a few days ago. And they always have massive, massively great savings. But check out QVC for that.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
We're out of wine.
Everything. We've run out of wine. We need more. So we're going to have to go. Thanks for listening. Just a few things before we go. Housekeeping, if you will. Facebook group. Please come and join us on the Facebook group. Facebook.com/fullcoverage podcast. I've forgotten because I forgot where I was. I was like, Tights and Fights. That's the wrestling podcast I do sometimes. So Facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. And then the link to our group, which is a closed group, but you will be welcomed with open arms. It's just to keep out, you know, any trouble causes, which we haven't had any of yet. So that's nice. So come hang out with us there. Also Twitter @FullCoverage Pod and Instagram @FullCoverage Pod. We're loving hearing your opinions and your takes on products, and also showing us your photos of what you've been buying.
Especially when you show us in your makeup bag. I love it.
The best
thread I've seen yet was when everyone did a photo of their, like, on that day.
Yes.
So not like they'd not edited it. They were just like, this is my makeup bag today.
This and is I was what like, I have with me
oh,
now.
I like this. I like having a sneaky peek.
There's also been bedside skincare.
Yeah, I saw
which
that
I've been
one.
Enjoying, and perfume collection.
Oh, I didn't see the perfume collection one.
That just happened.
Fresh off the, hot off the press.
Yeah, hot take. Also, if you are enjoying our podcast, please say that you are. You've listened through to this point, one assumes. But if you felt so inclined, it would be amazing if you could pop over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and give us a a review, or not even a review, just some stars.
Stars.
We'd love some stars. Please. It makes a huge difference to the podcast. It takes 2 seconds and it helps us keep doing the podcast for you. It helps us tell Apple that we're here.
Yeah.
So they will share it with other people. Because that's what we want. We want to share the beauty love.
Exactly. And for everyone who has already left a review and lovely comments, we thank you so, so much. Yes, you guys are the best.
We check and read them obsessively. So we believe us that we've seen it. Honestly, we know. So that would be incredible. Thank you so much. That's it. We're definitely leaving this time. But if you want to reach out, check us on Twitter or Instagram, as I say, Facebook, or you can email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com and we will endeavor to do our very best. We'll be bringing you more soon in 2 weeks, right here.
We'll see you then, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.